Digital Music Composition is a four-part podcast. It is an overview of music composed using digital equipment. Each episode focuses on a different type of technology, including the history, current popularity, artists that use it, and an audio example.
My name is Laura Levesque, and I'll be talking about some of the tools that I use for music composition, including Pro Tools, Superior Drummer 2.0, and Amplitube, using an Apple computer, and more specifically, my Mac Pro. On April Fool's Day 1976, Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs released the Apple I computer and started Apple Computers. The Apple I was the first, the single circuit board used in a computer. In 1979, Jobs designed the new Apple Lisa based on the technology he saw at Xerox, which became known as the first computer with graphical user interface. The Apple II was the first true personal computer and revolutionized the way consumers used computers. Along with computers, DAW, which means Digital Audio Workstation, was introduced in 1987. Everyone now had the capability of having their own home studio for the fraction of the price of an analog studio. The technology was still in its early stages of development, and no one at the time in the professional recording industry entertained the idea of using DAW in their professional applications. Originally, it became popular because its simple, streamlined interface for non-linear, non-destructive audio editing. Sound Tools, later to be named Pro Tools, was one of the first DAW systems to provide CD quality at 16 and 44.1 kHz. In 1998, an audio engineer by the name of Charles Dye recorded Ricky Martin's hit single, Livin' La Vida Loca, completely on hard disk using Pro Tools. This was the first of its kind, and the news traveled fast. Ricky Martin's Livin' La Vida Loca was the first single entirely recorded and mixed with a DigiDesign Pro Tools digital audio workstation to reach the number one position on Billboard magazine's Hot 100 chart. It was proven that a great sound recording could be done with a completely digital system. Well, I'm sure a lot of people would have something to add to that. But then again, you really can't deny the Ricky Martin and all of us. Now through Pro Tools, I use Superior Drummer 2.0. Superior 2.0 was founded by Toontrack Music. Toontrack Music originally started as a music production company over 10 years ago. They then got into the profession of creating professional-sounding drum kits for sampling purposes. The progression of drum sampling is an episode in itself. 10 years ago, the sounds were nowhere near where they are today, and as technology advances more so, we get closer and closer to having sample libraries sound just like the real thing. Well, if used properly, that is. Now, in my opinion, Apple computers simply take away the finicky part of the computer and let you focus directly on the music you are creating. Not everyone in the world is born with a CPU manual in their hand and able to understand computer technology as fast as the music they want to record. This is why I originally went with Apple Computer. I bought my first computer through a music store whose sales team reassured me this would be the easiest way for me to get my music out of my head and recorded without the technology monster chasing me down. Well, maybe not too much. But like all things in life, once skimming the surface, our need to get to the bottom of things becomes more evident. Thrown into the fast-paced and ever-changing world of digital technology, I began to question whether or not what I'm paying for was worth it. After going to school for audio engineering and using PCs, for me, I still pick Apple. Even though pricing is still overall higher for Apple products, I will never switch to a PC. For the simple reason that Mac is more simple to use, Apple's support team is much more accessible at a much quicker, efficient rate, and I know what I'm getting into fully when I buy a Mac, which makes it easier to focus on writing music. Periphery, a metal band from Bethesda, Maryland, one of my favorite bands, is mainly a PC-friendly crowd. But even PC users can find value in a MacBook Pro for recording purposes while on tour for a completely reliable mobile medium to get ideas down and fast with no hassle. Periphery's founder, Nisha Mansour, uses Superior Drummer 2.0 to create all sorts of awesome programming for his music. On Periphery's self-titled album, released in 2010, you can hear some of the amazing capabilities of Superior Drummer. You can even buy and download Nisha Mansour's drum presets from the Toontrack website. Now, of course, the program can be used on a PC platform as well. But if you're looking for a great drum program, I highly suggest checking this one out. No genres are excluded when it comes to using a Mac. Logic Pro, another DAW system used by many artists, is a software application for the Mac OS X platform. Some of the artists that use Logic are The Killers, Lily Allen, and Santigold, and promote this product. But artists find, when using an Apple computer, they are accepted more into musical tribes, and their hair is shinier, and they have more chance of winning the lottery. Oh, and if you meet a PC user, you don't have to justify anything. I mean, why would you? They use a PC. A PC. Next, I'd like to play you an example of what I've done using my Mac. For the purpose of this demonstration, I am using a JP6 Ernie Ball guitar plugged into a J48DI box made by Radial. I am then feeding the signal to a Presonus preamp optical out to a Digio 2 rack plugged into a FireWire port. I'm using Mac OS X 10.6.5 and I'm running Pro Tools 8. Through Pro Tools, I'm using two software programs, Amplitube and Superior Drummer 2.0. Everything, up to this point, is recorded and monitored using headphones to spare my poor neighbors from the music if they just so happen not to share the same musical taste I do at 1 o'clock in the morning when I decide to record some new world-changing idea that may possibly bring out world peace. I am free to be as creative as I want without feeling as though everyone else has no choice to come along for the ride.
Digital Music Composition is a four-part podcast. It is an overview of music composed using digital equipment. Each episode focuses on a different type of technology, including the history, current popularity, artists that use it, and an audio example.